Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Game on Sunday and what was a disappointing Browns loss given the entire course of the game, and obviously a very rather disappointing debut for Shador, going 4-for-16. What was your entire takeaway from Shador's performance on Sunday?
There was more hope for the Browns to win that game with him on the field than if Dylan Gabriel would have been. And that's even with him not playing all that great.
Yeah, Daryl, like, I kind of felt the same way. Like, it almost felt like, I mean, that was the most, and not just because it was Shador and it was a long anticipated, but just watching it and the idea that it felt like something could happen, it felt like that it was the most entertaining half of Browns football that I actually got to watch, and they scored 0 points while doing it.
Yeah, and I mean, on that final drive, one throw they were across midfield, and they had a shot. They were a pass breakup away from tying that game, or at least getting an opportunity to kick to tie the game and force overtime. So, and just, you're never seeing that with Dylan Gabriel. Not this season. So, you know, it's a shame that Dylan got hurt. He's got the, you know, he's in the concussion protocol and whatnot. But I would not be the least bit disappointed if that is the end of him for 2025 and we just see Shador Sanders for the rest of the season.
Daryl, I thought it was interesting after the game, and I guess my question is going to be whether or not this was more performative than actual, but Kevin said that, you know, once Dylan cleared protocol, he'd be back to QB1, and he'd be right back in the spot that he is in. Is that more performative?
I don't know. I'd probably say right now, no, until Shador shows something more than we saw on Sunday, right? That he get, you know, he has to show that tangibly he gives the Browns a better chance to win rather than hypothetically, because I'm speaking in hypotheticals right now. I mean, Dylan Gabriel was hot garbage. At least Shador threw the ball more than 5 yards every time. Now, he's got two major habits that he needs to break if he's going to be successful. One is the happy feet bailing from the pocket too early and too fast, which we saw that in college. And then also to him giving up tremendous amounts of ground retreating from the line of scrimmage when he gets under pressure, which, again, we saw that in college. He's got to break those two habits because in the NFL, he's going to get killed doing all that. And you're going to see, you know, not just, you know, first, second, and third and longs, but you're talking 20, 30 yards. Again, like we saw in college, except for in college, he could get away with it because he was able to make plays to get away with it. He's not going to be able to make all those same plays in the National Football League. So he does have bad habits to break. You saw why the Browns were not in a rush to put him on the field, in all fairness to the performance itself. But at the same time, all that being said, There's a hell of a lot more potential there with him than with Dylan Gabriel.
I mean, Darryl, I think it's, you know, those are obviously things that everybody basically had pointed out when Shador was coming out, that they were going to be major problems. Kevin Stefanski has told us they've been very intentional with the development of Shador. I guess it's just hard to sit there and watch and hear them say that and then also watch the exact same problems arise and it feel like it almost was the exact same Shador Sanders that I watched in college, despite the months and months here. It feels like all of the intentional development still resulted in the exact same things we expected it to result in.
Yeah, and, you know, again, it just goes back to what I said earlier. We saw why the Browns didn't want to put him on the field.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but guess what? He's on the field. So now it's about making it better and making him as good as possible. And now he's going to get those reps during practice. He's going to get a game plan to prepare for with the Raiders, right? The offensive line's going to get time to learn his cadence and his habits behind the line of scrimmage to make, hopefully they can block for him a little better, right, and have an idea of what he does, where he does it, things like that. You heard Shador after the game, who I thought he handled the post-game press conference masterfully, you know, thankful for the opportunity, talking about, you know, wanting to get to know his receivers, wanting to get to know their habits, the details of their games so that he can put them in positions to be successful, right? All those things are important. Now, I don't know if he can do all that in a week. I think that's asking a bit much. But also after watching the Raiders and Cowboys last night and seeing what a hot mess it is in Las Vegas right now, I don't know. I feel pretty good about the Browns' chances on Sunday, to be perfectly honest with you, especially after watching that Raider offensive line. I mean, hell, Myles Garrett might break the NFL sack record next weekend. if you thought four and five sacks were impressive, he might get double-digit sacks working against that offensive line. I'm joking around a little bit, but you know, it wouldn't surprise me to see him put up another multi-sack performance and maybe even break his franchise record for sacks in a season, which is 16, which he did each of the last couple years here. But yeah, I mean, this is a tremendous opportunity for Shador on Sunday in Vegas to show growth from being thrust in to duty completely unprepared to starting a game with a week's worth of preparation for it.
And again, Daryl Ryder with us here on the hotline. Daryl, you mentioned this game. You talk about the opportunity. What should the expectation be for this game? What should we be looking for and expecting to see, in your opinion, out of Shador?
Win. That's it. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and give you a completion percentage or touchdowns, the interceptions, or anything. Just go out and win the game. That's it. Okay? It's the same expectation I had for them against the New York Jets, which they failed miserably, and that's not Shador's fault. He didn't even play. But, like, yeah, go out and win the game. I get so sick and tired of seeing this stuff on social media. Oh, the Browns better lose this week. They got to tank. Got to get that number one pick. Listen, when has tanking ever paid off for this franchise? It's why they're the bunch of losers they've been for 30 years, because that's all we talk about. Oh, they got to tank. Got to get the draft position. Got to get the best pick. It doesn't matter. Every other NFL team can find quality players in the first round of the draft without tanking. But now all of a sudden the Cleveland Browns just have to tank. No, you do not build a winning culture doing stuff like that. So go out and try and also go out and just win the football game and the hell with your draft position.
Daryl, looking at Shador and really the entire quarterback situation that we've been sort of situated in, do you feel like Shador should have been getting first-team reps this entire time?
Well, no. I mean, look, there's a couple things getting lost in this whole argument. Backups getting first-team reps or reps in general in practice is not as much of a thing as we've, you know, thought it is. The reason why we think it's a thing is because we don't get to see practice, okay? Once training camp starts, we get to see them stretch, okay? We're not even allowed to film the quarterbacks handing off a football because, you know, so much can be learned about your offensive game plan if you show film of a quarterback sticking a football in a running back's belly. Oh, my God in heaven, the horror of releasing that type of video, let alone being allowed to show a quarterback throwing a football to somebody. So paranoia reigns supreme, has helped the Browns win no games, but good for them, majoring in the minor as they always do. Anyway, I digress. Back to my point. And it's this, the reps thing, whatever. But we get all caught up in that. Where the reps thing is relevant is because in the offseason program, he didn't get reps. He should have gotten reps in the offseason program. They wasted everybody's time with Joe Flacco and Kenny Pickett being here. It should have just been Dylan and Shador and getting those two dudes ready to play. And then secondly, the Browns created the issue by carving out the exception to the rule with Dylan Gabriel in practice, with Joe Flacco, and they were making sure they were taking some of Joe Flacco's reps and giving them to Dylan Gabriel in practice. So the Browns are the ones that carved out the exception for Dylan Gabriel, but they were not willing to carve out the exception for Shador Sanders, right? Mm-hmm. And when he became the number two quarterback. But then the other tentacle to that whole situation is, well, Dylan Gabriel stunk so bad, he needed every rep he could get in practice, and they didn't have the luxury of giving Shador Sanders reps in practice.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
That's the honest to goodness truth about that whole situation. And I know that that makes for bad debate and whatever, but that's the honest to goodness truth about that whole rep fiasco or whatever you want to call it that everyone's losing their mind over. It's not a thing in the NFL to give backups a lot of reps. And also, too, the Browns created this whole controversy because they carved out the exception to give Dylan Gabriel reps when Joe Flacco was the starter. But once Dylan became the starter, Shador became QB number two. They did not. And part of the reason for that, again, was because Dylan stunk to high heaven and he needed all the work he could get in practice.
Daryl, this entire thing really... It's basically confused me at this point. It's confused me since the very beginning. Drafting two quarterbacks. Jimmy has them claiming he wants those two quarterbacks to play sometime this season, and he thinks that's an important thing. And then, obviously, not splitting up the reps. Does it feel like they basically went into this thing without an entire plan and have just been making up this plan the entire way as they go?
No, I think they went into it with a plan, but in typical Browns fashion, and some of it's just not their fault, and some of it is because, well, they're the Browns. Is that they're just never able to execute their plan. This is the issue this organization has in year in and year out, okay? They always have a plan. They just never get to execute it because circumstances force them always to deviate from said plan. So, no, I'm not going to sit here and unfairly criticize them for not having a plan. Now, I disagree with the plan that they had, which I do believe was for Kenny Pickett to be the starter. Then he got hurt, and okay, so let's just turn it over to Joe Flacco so we can sell to our fans, hey, look, we got Joe. We're actually trying to win, even though we're probably not going to have any chance to win because we don't have any wide receivers. Our offensive line is in tatters, right? We don't know the status of our future franchise running back that we drafted in the second round and whatnot. So, their best laid plans went out the window in a hurry, And so you kind of had to make it up on the fly, you know. And again, they didn't want to play Shedeur Sanders, but I know, shocking, the undersized 5'9" quarterback got a concussion. Who saw that one coming? Like, you know what I mean? Like, not me. Shedeur was only a snap away. My bad for not expecting Dylan Gabriel to be durable. Like, so that's where they messed up, is expecting it. Oh, yeah, Dylan Gabriel's going to be durable. He's going to be fine. We don't need to worry about getting Shedeur ready. We can wait, you know, no hurry there. No, you do, because you have an undersized quarterback who can't play that you're throwing out there every week. And at some point, going to get the bell rung. He's going to get hurt some way, somehow, and you got to be ready so that Shedeur can come in and be prepared. And they got caught with their pants down on Sunday. That much was clear.
Again, Daryl Ryder with us here. Hey, Daryl, it's obviously not fair to ask you to speculate on the length of an injury, especially a concussion.
But you're going
to
do it anyway. Go ahead.
I'm not going to ask you to speculate. Just tell me if there's anything that can actually be brought away from this, and if no is the correct answer, that's fine. But to feel, obviously the Browns have not in any way ruled out Dylan Gabriel, but we see the reports from Mary Kay Cabot that it's a 99.9% chance that Shedeur Sanders is basically playing on Sunday, and we know that comes from somewhere. Is there anything we can take away, the fact that, you know, Dylan's already not looking to be ready for Sunday, and maybe that spans over multiple weeks, because we've seen concussions last as long as a 1 week injury, and we've seen concussions like Cedric Tillman last, you know, basically half of a season. Is there any way to determine, you know, that this is going to be a multi-week versus 1 week injury?
No. There's no timetable with concussions. It's not like a you know, you turn your ankle, right? Yeah. Or your knee or something like that. No, I mean, it is what it is. So there's no way to know. You know, Kevin obviously didn't want to get into any specifics about symptoms and, you know, just other, hey, he's in the protocol, right? Well, the odds of him being out of the protocol by Sunday are, you know, slim to none. It has happened before. We have seen it, but it's rare. And the other thing, too, this gives them, you know, the reason, okay, we don't want Dylan playing a game where he doesn't have all the reps in the week, right?
Yeah.
So let's go ahead and just have Shedeur start this week and give Dylan whatever time he needs to recover, recuperate, whatever, okay? Even if he clears protocol on Friday, we're not going to have him start the game. Maybe he's active to be QB2 or something like that. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. So, yeah, but no, you have no idea how long the symptoms are going to last or how, you know, just, you don't know. I mean, the thing about the concussion is, and that's why so much attention has been paid to it since Colt McCoy, you know, got sent into next week and brought this to everybody's attention, that whole situation in Pittsburgh, right? Which led to this concussion protocol and the independent evaluators and things like that. And that's why I think it was earlier this year the Giants got fined, because Daboll went into the tent. No, this is an independent process. You are not to be in here to influence an independent process as far as evaluating a player's potential head injury. So, I think it's still an evolving science, but again, it's unpredictable. You know, the concussion can start to get better. Then you wake up one morning and you're back to square one, or it's worse. Like, you just, there is no definitive timetable on the thing. So I wish I could say, yeah, he's gonna be out 2 to 4 weeks. No, I can't. He could be back in a week. He could be back in 4. Like, we don't know. We've seen players that have missed, you know, 4 weeks with a concussion or being in the concussion protocol, right? You don't know. So most importantly, hopefully he's okay. He comes out of it okay. All that, you know, thing. There are no long-term effects and things like that. But, you know, we just have to wait and see on the time to be missed and the duration and all those type of things.
No doubt. Daryl, looking away from the quarterback spot, Myles Garrett, obviously, we talked about a little bit, having an incredible season. Do you think that, aside from whatever the Browns finished out, if they managed to finish this year with 2 wins, do you think it's still a lock that if Myles continues to play the way he is right now, that he'd be defensive player of the year, no doubt?
Yes. Absolutely. Yeah. Defensive player is a little different than the MVP. MVP, which now is basically, okay, who's the best quarterback that won the most games, right? That's usually who the MVP goes to. Defensive player of the year is a little different. Usually goes to, the sack. It's not just he's dominating with sacks. You're talking tackles for losses. He leads the NFL in those. I think he's number 2 in QB hits. So, you know, pressures, you know, sites like Pro Football Focus and whatnot, you know, are tallying those now. He's among the league leaders with pressures as well. So when you're having as dominating of a season as him, or he is, I should say, I don't think it matters how many games the Browns win. Certainly would. Now, if the Browns were 8-2 and not 2-8, right? Mm-hmm. And then maybe we'd all be sitting here saying, not only should he win Defensive Player of the Year, but he ought to win league MVP on top of it, right? But the Browns are terrible. His career is basically going to a waste, another wasted season for him as far as being able to play on the big stages. But, you know, this is what he signed up for. So, you know, he can just, take solace in setting all these records that he's setting.
Well, hopefully he doesn't sound like he does that at the end of every week, but hopefully there's something there. Daryl, we got to run, but as always, appreciate you setting aside the time. We'll obviously talk tomorrow where we get to preview the Raiders game, and maybe Shador will excite everybody and we'll actually have a quarterback that's worth watching every single Sunday.
Yeah, we'll look forward to that conversation. And it was pretty ugly Monday night.
Yes, it was.
When they're taking a knee with 2.5 minutes to go for a second straight week, things are not going well in Raiderland, but that's quite okay for the Browns.
Yeah, we'll definitely take it. We appreciate you, Daryl.
You bet.
Daryl Ryder, our Cleveland Sports Beat reporter there, courtesy of Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. We're going to react to what Daryl had to say. Pretty damning stuff. Reps for the quarterback as well. It feels like a more long-term than short-term issue for the Browns this season when it comes to that entire thing. We'll break it all down here in 5 minutes on Overtime with Jake Volnick with you guys on The Fan.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.